Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your evening news for Tuesday, June 11th. Saugeen Shores Council will be considering a request from the Southampton Tennis Club for some funding to help with court repairs. The tennis club's board chair, Dave Stevens, and others spoke at Monday's council meeting and asked the town to foot half the bill, or $175,000, for an overhaul of some cracked courts and new fencing. John Davinsky is a Saugeen Shores councillor.
I think it's time we supported tennis. And with that in mind, I will be supporting the $175,000 ask when it comes up at budget time.
In addition to funding from the town, the tennis club will be relying on membership and corporate donations and grants to help pay for the project. They've already raised about $20,000. Meaford Council reviewed an application to the Ontario Land Tribunal for a subdivision proposed on Miller Street. The proposed development would include a mix of single, semi-detached, and townhomes, receiving zoning bylaw amendment approval earlier this spring. But a third party is now appealing to the tribunal. Another report is expected to come back to Meaford Council in a few weeks before Grey County reviews the subdivision application. Huron-Kinloss has a new street sweeper. The township added the new vehicle to its fleet, in part thanks to contributions from the Nuclear Waste Management Organization Investment Fund. On to national news, a tentative deal has been struck to avoid potential job action by Canada Border Service workers. According to media reports, the Public Service Alliance of Canada and the Customs and Immigration Union were in intense negotiations and the federal government over a new contract. Details of the agreement were not immediately released, but members are being told they will see the full details on Thursday. A plastics plant in southwestern Ontario is planning to permanently close by June 2026. According to media reports, the Sarnia facility was previously ordered by the province and the federal government to reduce emissions of the cancer-causing chemical benzene after members of a nearby First Nation community says they went to the hospital and were treated for illness related to benzene exposure. In a statement issued today, CEO Steve Harrington says the decision to close the Sarnia site was made following a lengthy evaluation process. He adds they are assessing what is required to restart the site, a process which could take 6 months. And the Competition Bureau has obtained two court orders requiring the parent companies of Loblaws and Sobeys to hand over information related to its investigation into alleged anti-competitive conduct. According to media reports, the Bureau is investigating the use of property controls in the grocery sector, which are hampering competition. The Bureau said today this information will help determine whether Sobeys and Loblaws are imposing anti-competitive restrictions that negatively affect competition in the grocery industry. There is no conclusion of wrongdoing at this time. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays continue a three-game series in Milwaukee tonight after the Brewers took the opener yesterday. While in local ball, the Georgian Bay Giants take on the Wyarton Red Devils in Blue Water Fastball League. There's also a couple of games in the Grey Brews Ladies Fastball League. You can find more sports over on the Grey Brews Remax Realty Sports page.